When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
I think the memory bank is like the real
it's not for me though, man.
I have to watch porn.
Practice a little bit.
Do you do the same porn though? It has to be different.
It's all the same. Well, I'm into like gay porn. So I watch man on man and I watch trans porn. So there's nothing in the bank for me to think of because I don't have a memory of being able to actually see that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what I like watching. And I also like feeling like I'm directing. I also like coming off really attractive people. Mm-hmm. And they're way more attractive in gay porn than they are straight porn.
Do you think you could start it? A way I was able to stop a little bit, I started it, and then when I was close to coming, I let go.
No, I got it. I'm talking to them. I'm talking to them while I got my little toy. This is my phone right here, hand.
When you're masturbating, you talk?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I talk crazy.
I'm moaning. I'm talking like I'm directing. I'd be like, ooh, fuck him. Ooh, yeah. Do that. Take that shit. Oh, yeah.
Yo, this is an experience.
Whoa.
This is an experience.
Whoa. She's on set.
Yes. I envision that I'm
Call of Duty.
Literally. That's what
they're taking alpha. They're
essential. For sure.
Wow. Okay, my talking is more of, if I watch it, I'm stimulated, but then I'll talk about my own shit.
No, I'm talking to them like I'm right in the room, motherfucker. Yeah, get that shit. Ooh, that feels good.
I don't feel like I have that sort of freedom in my life.
That's why you need two bedrooms.
Yeah,
that's why you need another bedroom.
I don't watch no more because I ain't got Twitter anymore. So that's
where I watch my porn.
Yeah, I was done with all X and X.
Y'all gotta see my
all of that shit. Then?
Not anymore.
So it don't count.
Nah, but
yeah, that's true.
Well, you can't tell us you don't watch porn anymore. You don't jerk off.
Yeah, I don't. I'm done with it. So I'm having better sex.
But
okay.
Because I'm not wasting.
Yeah.
I'm just getting
in it when you're in it.
Like this is
a risky game to play because you might not be in the mood when I'm in the mood.
That's all right. I can wait.
Get off, bruv.
Okay, I can wait.
Let me ask you guys.
Let it load.
Yeah.
So you're making me think of something. So I've been dating my man for it's almost been a year now, right? When I met him, he told me he didn't watch porn, and I just didn't believe him. I just would be like, niggas be lying, right?
Yeah.
But he also does a lot of weird things to, like, increase his orgasm and make sex more intense. He's told me, like, yo, I've had so much sex in my life that, like, now I'm kind of going backwards. Mm. So he doesn't watch porn. He doesn't masturbate. And also, he likes to edge, so he doesn't like to come every time we have sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he likes to hold it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't saying I fucked a lot of niggas, but, you know, I have a sex podcast.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that, like, his eyes roll back sometimes. Like, he has to close them because I start to see the whites in his eyes. Like, if he comes,
snap.
It's so intense for him.
Whew.
Like, he's coming crazy. And I don't know if it's because of the edging or if it's because of the detox of porn, but all of it made the sex better.
Yeah,
so to say that, I know it has to be real.
No, 100%. I get assistance. I get my balls squeezed. I squeeze when I'm fucking, I say squeeze my balls. So that's
what you're on.
Whoa. Wait, you ask for your balls.
It helps you last, you're saying?
Niggas getting his balls smashed. God damn it.
Doesn't everybody?
You get
anybody. Everybody.
Get my balls squeezed.
I've never seen
you
balls.
When you get balls on the back, you don't grab them?
Squeeze my balls.
No, I might do this.
I don't really like.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't really like the ball tickling, to be fair. I'm not really into
that. You don't need to touch.
Wait, I don't mean it like a stress ball.
He said it's
squeeze. That's what I'm thinking.
That's not what I'm saying.
So how do you mean by squeeze?
What is that?
Wait, show me how hard.
That's a stress ball.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's not. I'm not saying like break my shit. Like,
just, it was lighter than
masochist over there. Like.
I ain't squeezing no balls.
Wait, you telling me what you came from to the back?
I'm telling you, I've never squoze balls.
I'm gonna be honest.
It sounded right.
Sounds right. Past tense.
It was like grab the hat but put it back. We might be wrong.
I ain't never did it. Like what I'll do is I'll like lick my hand and then like massage it or go like this.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Okay, but then balls as well, like shaven or unshaven.
What?
Like, as in like unshaved, like balls. Manscaped or whatever.
Oh, I honestly do not care.
Yeah.
If it's shaved, great. If it's not, I'll still suck it and lick it.
What about you though? Pubic hair though?
I like hair.
I mean, I none of it bothers me. I've eaten pussy with hair or not hair, balls hair or not hair. My ex actually like shaved him. That was cool. Like, I got to shave down there. That was fun.
Oh, that's fun.
The balls
Oh yeah.
The balls are so sensitive.
I manscaped him like so literally shaved down there. It was cool. Like we laid down a towel.
With a razor.
No. It was like a little shaver.
A razor.
It was a shaver.
You have to squeeze the balls for it to be plump and like, you know, like.
Why are you always squeezing the balls, bro?
Let me tell you something.
You got to squeeze the balls.
Pull the skin of
your balls. Your squeezing is my bukkake, babe.
Wow. Everything squeeze balls, bro.
Sorry, man.
Fair enough. You said it before, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys like your nipples touched?
Nipples. One girl tried it. I was like, fuck off me.
Really? No.
Fuck off me. It didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense, just like the condom.
They say
no, the condom didn't make sense.
The condom don't ever make sense.
They say 1 out of 4 men like it.
What?
Wait, Amir, do you like that?
Nipples.
1 out of 4?
You're in this. Nipples. Do you like your nipples getting touched or licked or?
Don't touch me. I hear it.
Okay. No.
Don't touch me.
So he. Okay.
Don't touch my balls. Don't touch my nipples. Don't touch nothing.
Nah. I ain't gonna hold you. The guys I like, they clearly different. I be like,
really?
And they be into
they
that.
Love it. Hard like, work. Sometimes I'll suck on their nipple, like, I'm expecting milk to come out.
Damn.
Like, I be on their nipple crazy.
Expecting milk to come out is nuts.
That's how I be. No, I ain't expecting it. I just be on it, like
my
I be
ex
on
had a
nipple.
Weird milk fetish. He used to squeeze my titties really hard and talk about milk coming out, and I'm like, I just know he gonna be fucking pregnant, bitch, on me. Like,
100%.
Like, how every time are you talking about the milk? These aren't even
that's
mine.
They're not even milk titties yet. Like, surely, just
there's a point where you're thinking, this guy's a weirdo. So at some point,
I'm so weird though. Like, honestly, I don't even know, bro. Like, I can't even tell you. I did some weird shit the other day. I don't even know if I should say.
You might as well. We're here now.
It. You're like, no, put it on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
We were talking about, I put on some glasses and my nigga was like, damn, you look like this girl I had a crush on in the 5th grade.
Oh.
And he was like, I wanted to kiss her so bad. And he's like, you look just like her right now. I was like, for real? So then I came over there. I was like, can you teach me how to kiss? And we did this whole fucking schoolgirl thing. And I was like acting like I was in class. And I was like making him show me how to use my tongue. I was like, The whole like sex act was him teaching me how to fuck. And then when I was done, I was like, oh my God, but he said it was in the 5th grade. But I'm like, what? Also, wait, like we're adults acting out a fantasy. It doesn't really count, right?
Nah, because
it's still weird.
It's still a bit, but it's like people have, as long as it's with adults.
Yeah, and it wasn't like,
me
wanting to fuck a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It was just,
but were you thinking, what is he thinking? Is he thinking you're in 5th grade?
No, I wasn't.
God forbid.
Yeah. I think the teaching thing, right? The power play.
The dynamic. Yeah.
So
that's
it's borderline. Yeah.
Comments will let you know if you've gone too far.
Oh,
you know
what? No.
Nothing is far.
Well, come see us May 5th at Earth Theater anyway.
Exactly. When you mentioned glasses, that reminds me, when I first started watching porn, I used to love Jamog. Do you remember that?
Who?
Jamog.
No. Jizz on my glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, jizz on my glasses. I love that sucker.
I used to watch them
jizz
a lot.
Jizz on my glasses?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Jamog, this is a category?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, you did the acronym and didn't know that, but I definitely
I'm like,
do you remember the girl that had the ski glasses?
I didn't see the ski glasses.
So they were bigger glasses. They were bigger ones, so she needed more cum.
Oh, so they had to get more people with bukkake again.
It all goes back to bukkake. If it had to do with cum, I've seen it. It's like, I feel like how people know like action movies.
Yeah.
Like if you've seen every fucking Star Wars, or whatever, that's me with bukkake porn. I saw a woman maybe, were we in Miami? I can't remember where I was. I feel like it was somewhere in Florida. And I was staring at her and I'm like, why do I know you? Da-da-da. Did you ever live here? Because I can't place her, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I got in the Uber and I was like, oh my God, she's a bukkake girl. I want to be
I bump it into your favorite porn star.
You have a favorite porn star? Like, do you guys have favorite porn stars?
Nah, not. I don't think there's many porn stars right now, innit?
But you've been Twitter though, innit?
So it's, yeah,
it's
so
been like, it's more. It's more casual. They're more like
amateur.
Amateur
porn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But back in the day, point, yeah. I feel like I've seen every Roxy Reynolds video ever.
I believe that.
I've seen every single one.
Actually, my favorite porn star, Mandy, was friends with. She ended up coming on Horrible, Havana Ginger. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Crazy areolas, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just the crazy era of porn for me. Jada Fire, Capri Styles. Yeah. Roxy is in there.
And I don't think I couldn't have a favorite because they wasn't releasing quick enough.
With their it's all really old jokes. Like,
oh, you'll really be on Twitter. Yeah. Just wasn't. Twitter be having it fast like, on the timeline.
Yeah. I don't. You know? My timeline's clean. I don't have it on my timeline.
There's no real stars.
Nah.
Like, we had Kazumi on. And she does porn, but I know she makes way more bang from OnlyFans, right? So it's like, you literally do porn for the exposure nowadays. It's not even for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say just on porn, like, there was a point where I think I spoke to one of my friends and she was like, oh, no, I watch amateur porn. I don't watch that other stuff. I was like, why? I thought amateurs were just in the street dogging, like, doing some
in
wild
the street,
stuff.
Wow.
But then... Then she was like, no, because it's more real. Like, and then when I realized everyone's like, and I was like, actually, this is like,
yours.
Nah, they're about to clip me.
Squeeze my balls. Squeeze my balls.
Squeeze it.
Squoze.
I hate y'all.
Squoze. Oh my God. But then I realized when I'm watching, I'm like, actually, a woman don't look like she's enjoying herself. And that's how I'd rate the porn. I'm like, she don't look like she's enjoying herself.
Yeah.
That don't look real.
The only thing, the only reason why I like the more produced porn, A, I like storylines and I like angles. And amateur porn doesn't have all the...
I know what you
mean. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
That's
the clarity. The clarity.
I'd be like, hey, move
sometimes
the tripod.
Sometimes you see them hit record and walk back from the camera.
I don't like it.
I love the fuck up.
Oh, I hate it.
Nah, man. Sometimes I need a certain level of clarity.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
No, it is nicer when you have that, though.
Yeah. But I'm skipping the story when I'm watching...
Luckily, you can buy ring lights on Amazon now. So they got the lighting a little better now.
I recently started watching what's going on. Public humiliation porn. It's a subcategory of Fugaki. That's why. But basically... It's like, it's a whole like channel on Pornhub, and it's when these guys take a woman either outside or they put them in a store. They'll like bound their mouth. They just like make them be over-sexualized and what's the word I'm looking for? Subjected in public, and it's like this humiliating thing, but it's kind of sexy. And it made me start thinking, is that what Kanye's dynamic is with his new wife?
Oh. Because that's definitely that makes sense. Something.
It comes off like that.
It does make sense.
I mean, the girls damn near look the same. Titties out, little outfits, and like they have to prance around behind you. But like, I could see how it could be sexy, but it made me wonder because people are saying, oh, you know, she looks like she hates it. And I was like, well, maybe she's in soap mode.
I think she is because I don't feel like, I don't ever look at her and think she's uncomfortable.
I don't either, but it makes me feel terrible because women are saying she is.
Yeah, I don't get that though because like, she's not giving uncomfortable vibes.
But I think it's because he's a powerful man.
I hear that. You know what I'm saying? I hear that, but like,
that's a good point.
Yeah, because it's a powerful man. It's kind of like, is she actually doing this out of her will or whatever?
Yeah, but that's the thing too. She's actually a powerful woman. She was like the creative architect for Skims or Yeezy. She was one of the directors of it, like of the brand.
So
what did she do before Yeezy though? Did any power exist before him?
That he's given her all
but
the power.
In order for her to get that role with that brand, I mean, I can look up. I doubt her resume is just online, but her being
she's famous.
But her holding that position, she's not famous. But her holding that position, being a powerful woman in corporate America, what she did for that brand, she was like really high up. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you divorce your wife and marry someone that works for you, you may have been fucking them the whole time.
I disagree.
No, yeah.
I disagree, man.
I would suspect that.
I'll definitely suspect that.
How could you not?
I'll definitely suspect it, but it doesn't mean that's how it happened.
I can't see these guys being like one woman guys anyway, man.
What?
Like, kind of, he seems like a freak, bro.
I mean, I don't know. I feel
they
like...
They all seem like it.
You have like certain levels of celebrity, right? Where like you're able to fuck a bunch of bitches and like maybe Kanye's at that point.
Yeah, she's an architect, literally an architect from Australia who literally created a whole jewelry brand, literally graduating out of high school. So she came from the fashion industry.
Okay.
Right.
And then so she
was doing stuff and then became.
And then worked her way up, yeah.
Were you on her LinkedIn?
No, I literally, she was employed by Collingwood. It's an architecture firm. She was there for 3 years prior, then did interior design work for a large apartment building and technical design before even being hired at Kanye's thing.
That's kind of
I don't know if that's power, but that's definitely something.
I mean,
that's
success. She's got good success.
I think any woman in corporate holding those type of positions is a powerful woman.
Yeah, she made money before.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a powerful woman.
Can I be real with you?
Go on.
We can so someone comes in at 11:30, so we can stop 11:20. Someone's coming in at 11:30, so I think 11:20 we can stop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good.
Cool.
Go on, be honest.
So, okay, with power, right?
Yeah.
Power. Oh, it's power in general.
Power and success, I think, is different. I have a lot of successful friends that I know that make a lot of money,
but they're not powerful. Very true.
I don't know. And I think, too, women are treated a lot differently, too, when they have power. When someone needs you for something and you can become someone that they can take from or opportunistically, like, that's a powerful position to be in.
Yeah. You don't need money to have power.
Rich as fuck and making bread. And I don't really know if power is that.
Yeah.
Because it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. Also, the way that men treat these two different types of women. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Niggas look like at a girl making money, like it's nothing now. Because so many women are making money. But if you're in a position that's a little more, I don't know. I think
her and Kim showed up the same way. Kim is powerful. Mm. She probably held power in her position. I think if you're at a certain level in your job, there's power. Mm. You are above a lot of people. You are responsible for a lot of things.
But it was his company. Where's the power? There's no power.
There's multiple people of power in jobs.
I'm just saying, if I'm your boss, I'm not looking at you as powerful.
I'm at the top of the food chain.
I'm just saying that there's like a direct line, a chain of command here.
Yeah.
There's no, if I could fire you.
Yeah, you can't fire me. So obviously, immediately. You know
what I'm saying? Adidas fired his ass, so.
Exactly. So who showed the power when that motherfucking stock tanked?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, too, though.
True.
It's true.
And trust me, he was a crazy Kanye fan, and he's completely disappointed me. But I actually have seen a lot, and Kanye has proven a lot to me with who he is and, like, in his power. I don't know if he'll ever make great music again like he has.
I'm with you.
I'm not a fan of
most of the stuff.
Okay.
Great, iconic, lasting through over the years.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Carnival's cool, but...
I agree with you. I'm 100% with you.
I don't know if you could ever do that again.
I don't think so.
I ain't been with his last 3-4 albums. I ain't really been with it. I've been like,
Life of Pablo?
Yeah, very good.
Life of Pablo was good.
That was the last.
That was the last great one.
We argued not long ago.
Yeah, he doesn't think it was good.
I don't know if he'll ever make an iconic song again. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know if he'll ever make an iconic song again.
I don't think so either. But then again, I don't know if there'll be any iconic music.
Can Drake ever make an iconic fucking...
Not now. It's too microwave.
I don't think music isn't gonna have much of that at all.
You don't think so?
Nothing can stand the test of time in this time now. We got too much options, too much distractions. It's coming too quick.
There's not much left to say.
Damn, that's so sad.
There's always something to say. What?
Like, even comedians, stand-ups ain't great like that, like they used to be.
Interesting.
There's lots to comment on, but it's not what we grew up on.
But nothing's gonna be like we as a younger generation had less expectation because we were so young, we were so uninformed, we were so inexperienced.
But it was funny, like.
But are these things going to be lasting the test of time? I guess for like the inexperience, right? Like, because it's true. The other day I was on the couch. And we were like, all right, let's play our favorite comedy sets. Everything was old. Like, all of it was webcam-y looking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's making me wonder, because you're inexperienced at that time, but will the generation of 30 years from now feel like that? I don't know. Will they have things that they connect to so strongly?
Because, like, it's like, for example, when one time I was streaming and I asked them to send me funny clips, and the shit that these people find funny, I was thinking, oh, we must kill you.
Yeah.
This shit's not funny. So when you're watching us... You must be dying.
I'm actually kind of confused on how the younger generation enjoys content. Like, Kai Cenat is very adorable to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's funny. Like, I get it. I don't know how anyone can watch him for 3 or 4 hours, especially with the time span.
Yeah.
If you think for a moment that we need things this fast, not really with the way that people like streamers.
Yeah,
it's like, what is it then?
Do you know what? Something that I realized, because when I was younger, I used to like watching my brother play games. Mm. Like, my older brother playing games was a motive for me. I'll just sit down and just watch him play Metal Gear Solid or all these different games. So I realised that that's what these guys are doing. That's what you do in this day and age. Yeah, you watch someone play a game because you're interested in how they play it, or you're just almost like admiring, like, how are you playing this game so good? I can't believe it. So I feel like that's, we're in this era of people just like to watch people do stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, they like to watch, kids like to watch kids play with toys. My daughter, that I'm like, this is on fucking
YouTube,
weird.
Yeah, they literally
like,
do
but
that.
She the likes to watch them play with toys. And we like to watch people stream. We like to watch, it's like,
people
we don't,
go on dates.
We want to live people vicariously through them.
We
just want to live vicariously.
Yo, we got to touch grass, dog.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. But like, I remember
when we was complaining about, rah, why are kids watching other kids play with toys? Then we watched Love Island, Love is Blind, and it's like, hold on a minute.
Reality shows, I think, have been existing for a long time, and it's also an escape way of TV.
Yeah.
That to me is a little different. Because it's mess. We're attracted to like the drama of it all. Because
we don't want it in our lives. Fucked,
I don't want everybody on Love Island to fall in love. That's boring.
Yeah, we're the fucked ones. Like, we're the messed up ones. We want to see them be a mess, but like, they just want to watch other people play with toys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it is interesting, though, that the experience itself is something people, like, kids this age are so shy. Mm. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Well, not we met a kid in Jersey yesterday. He was not shy at all.
At all.
Like, New York,
that guy was social. He was too social. He made me nervous.
I mean, I think it also.
I was like, this guy's a setup kid.
I mean, we had a 2 years in almost in because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that that's behind, affected. Right? Mm-hmm. We didn't go through a pandemic.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
true.
Yeah.
That's where I think that has a lasting effect on not only adults, but a lot of children.
Yeah.
2 years of not being really social and having to do school online and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Online school shit is crazy, dog. Like, imagine fighting so hard to make it through high school and your fucking degree is
online. How was COVID for you guys?
Here in New York, it was awful. Like,
yeah.
Like, we weren't even able to eat in restaurants until what, a year and a half after. Like, even when the restaurants opened, you had to eat outside.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, it was crazy. $400 once to eat in a snow globe, I think, at Catch. It was some crazy shit. But I moved to Mexico during the pandemic, so that helped. But then what kind of made it worse was when George Floyd happened, I felt insane guilt.
Mm.
I would come home just to, like, Mandy and I were starting to record again in person, and then I would just be like, I have to protest this whole time. Like, it was this weird thing of me feeling bad about enjoying life.
Yeah.
But it taught me a lot about, like, the things that are important to me.
Yeah.
You're very self-reflective.
Yeah, very. Yeah, I was going to say, like,
this is throwing the therapy, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going through a moment of hating a lot of the things that I do.
Right.
Not necessarily podcasting, because I love what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I see myself hating everybody else's. Or seeing what it's turned kind of people into.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Even the TikTok era of how young these girls are. Like, I don't know. What's that girl, Charlie, whatever? Some 18-year-old white girl. Finding out that they're...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Super rich. It's not like I'm trying to hate on someone that age, but it just kind of fucks up the idea of, like, working hard and going to school. Like, I'm a college dropout, but Mandy's got mad degrees, right?
Mm.
Like, we're 33. Luckily, I'm an entrepreneur and figured out how to make my way. Like, I really worked hard.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
In the workforce. However, anybody else growing up is going to think that TikTok is it or podcasting is it. And it's like, I just think that it has a different way of how we're viewing people.
Yeah.
There's too many famous people. This should not exist.
Mm.
Like, all of it. Even when I'm walking down the street in Soho, someone's being followed with a camera. It's just, like, too much.
Mm.
So it's just making me think, like, do I really like this shit? Is this shit cool? It's not. When you turn the phone off, who are you? Are you still it?
Yeah.
Is someone complimenting your outfit when you walk down the street, or are you just waiting to see it right here?
Yeah.
It's that kind of shit that's making me have a lot of self-reflection. Bro, I had a whole week in Hawaii. I didn't post a fucking... I literally was thinking like, damn, all this is so cute on the beach. Why didn't I do it? And I'm like, oh, because I learned how to enjoy. But there's still this part of me that wants that validation online. Mm-hmm. I want that part to be gone.
But is that part of like making money as well? Like, I don't know how it works for you, but like, is social media part of your marketing?
Yeah. It's definitely part of the marketing, but not so much that I should be leaning on the phone that much. We have a social media manager. You can pay niggas to do this.
Yeah,
I could send you 10 pictures and you can sort them out throughout the week if I want. There's no way that the way that I was addicted to my phone should exist. That's ridiculous. I wasn't so crazy, but enough to where I noticed it.
What's your screen time like?
It used to be maybe like 4 hours on Instagram. Just watching a video, sitting in the bed, starting my day looking at them, taking a break to look at them, like... Just too much.
I'm annoyed when my shit be saying 6.5.
And I
see it and I'm like, I wasn't on it
that night.
I don't know where to find it.
My shit was higher than like load and
hate.
Yeah, my shit is like round eight. But there's been, I noticed that when I was injured, like my shit just shot up because I was just more, I had more time like just sitting down. But I used to like it when it was like around 6. That's all right.
Wait, how do we find it? You just search the phone for screen time, right?
And then screen time.
If you lock it and you swipe to the left.
What?
Mine's last week daily average like 6 hours. If you go to settings and type screen time,
in settings,
that's crazy.
Mine's like 6 hours 19.
Oh wait,
like, on average.
To be fair, hold on, that's so high because
but I'll have a look.
Mine's not even on.
Yeah,
mine is actually down 30% from last week, but it's at 7 hours.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's down to me is an average for this age.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You looking at your phone right now?
Yeah, it's about 7.5, 7.10.
But. You can't.
But don't you be a fucking worker, man? What the fuck?
You can't count like you know, like Spotify and all that kind of stuff. That adds to it.
That counts.
Does it?
Adds to it.
Yeah, listening to music and all that.
Phone calls.
Oh no, I'm not on the phone like that.
No, I'll tell you this. That's one thing that I actually think is semi-healthy.
What? A phone calls?
Yeah,
I love a phone call.
Nah, I hate phone calls.
Because we shouldn't be texting too much.
Nah, I hate.
Just text me. We don't have that much to talk.
Y'all are married. That's why.
You know what it is, right? I love. I'm an in-person person.
Yeah.
I need if we can meet or have a phone call, I'll be like, let's meet.
That's the best feeling.
I love in person, especially with everything being so virtual now and all that kind of stuff.
In person meetings are even nice when you get to.
Oh my god, we had the best one.
Oh
yesterday.
My god, you can't have that over a call.
No, we couldn't.
In fact, we had a call with the person. Yeah. Then met him. I was like, what the fuck? I had no idea you was gonna be like this.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, he was even taller. I was thinking,
hold on, why you look like, who is this?
Hey, you got a nigga, chill out.
listen, this is America. It's all flexible, it's all
exactly.
Actually, for some content, we were talking recently about like rules and boundaries and different things. So I've been like semi-interviewing friends that have been in open relationships for one long time.
Yeah.
Had dinner with a homegirl last night who's engaged. They've been together 10 years. She said her open relationship works so well because they're allowed to veto anybody that starts to make them feel uncomfortable with no question.
Right.
She's like, so if he has a woman, she said, maybe it could be her beauty. It could be anything about her that might make me feel threatened. Mm. If I want it to stop, we ask each other no questions.
Right.
She's like, and it seems like it's controlling. She's like, we rarely used it, but it makes us feel so safe.
Yeah. I can say no and this will just stop.
Yeah, so you never feel like you're at someone else's will. She also said the other thing that they do that I was like, okay, I feel like that could get too difficult, but they only date other people on the same night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they both go.
So nobody is sitting at home.
Like, I agree with that. Yeah, because I'll be like, what's she doing?
Yeah.
What's she doing?
I love that idea.
About it.
That's crazy, though. What
but
if
you could
I
be holding me back.
Then?
Yeah.
Too bad. But I was like, yo, but the way that people's schedules work and shit, she was like, too bad.
Yeah, what if someone cancels? I'm cool. Hey.
But you have to cancel too.
It encourages him to like tell her, like, yo, go have some fun, go do this. I don't know if they made it like maybe she just goes out and has fun and has a girls' night too, but like, I thought that was a good one. Mm. She's like, it seems petty, but like, that's what we do.
Right. Does New York have sex parties?
Yeah.
Mm.
We go a lot. Well, I go a lot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, sorry, go on.
Now, mine was a left question. So you go.
He was going to ask a left question?
Yeah.
I think I was going to ask a normal question. Yeah. I was going to say, like, because you actually talk about going to sex clubs or parties. Is it sex clubs?
Clubs.
Okay.
I think they call it parties because sometimes there's people where like the location may change.
Oh, yeah, I call it clubs. I only go to clubs. I don't go to parties.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do throw sex parties at different locations.
Those exist, but I don't talk about going to those because I don't go to those.
Right.
Sex clubs.
Right. So with So how, what's your behavior when you go there? Like, are you going there thinking, okay, I'm going to sit down here and just chill? Sometimes.
It depends.
Like, is it like a strip club? Some people just go and throw money. And sometimes some people say, I just want to chill and watch what's going on.
Is that, I mean, going with a partner was different than just going just to go.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends there now. Mm. Like, I know the owners. I know a lot of the regulars. Yeah. So sometimes if I'm just in the area, I'll pop in for a drink just to watch people. Yeah, with my partner, we went with the intent to play, sometimes to swap, you know, separate and come back together at the end of the night.
Jealousy ever get into it?
No, not at the sex clubs. No, we did really good with talking afterwards. I mean, he did some foul shit I found out after, but when we went, it was really always a good time. Like, it was fun.
I learned a new boundary actually going to a sex club. One that Mandy talks about, and we've had him on the show, named Susia. The sex club is called Susia, excuse me. Mm. I didn't know my thing that I needed. I think I went to go smoke or do something, and he was talking to a bitch without me. Mm. And I know that it sounds so stupid because we're already in the sex club.
Yeah.
And, like, I had the biggest attitude, right? So, basically, I was like, yo, if we want to get out of a conversation, you're not feeling someone, I'm not feeling someone, what's our thing? He's like, I don't know, I can't think of anything. So I said, okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to go for a smoke. So I tapped him while he was talking to the bitch, right? I was like, I'm going to go for a smoke. He's like, okay, baby.
I'm like, no code names. We had one, like, just in case. And we never remember.
He used it the other day.
I used it the other day. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, bruv, like, is the coast clear, bro?
When you switch onto it, you put your back to the wall so no one can come up behind you.
No, dead ass.
If you see us standing with our backs to the wall, you know what I'm
You know what's on the phone.
Oh, back to the, okay, that's a good one. No, I think back on it now and I'm like, that was probably a dumb one to say. But no, I didn't know that would be the thing that makes me feel weird. Like, really? If I'm not...
You're just in there looking like an amateur, like, getting...
Just because then I'm like, am I intruding on their shit? I don't know. Mm. It sounds so silly, but, like, I have to start slow.
Mm.
I also don't like having sex at the sex club. I like to look.
Okay.
Have you had sex in the
club? Absolutely.
Okay.
A lot.
Is that, like, just in front of everybody? Is everybody having sex, or is just some just watching?
Oh, no, I've had... It's crazy, because when I became single and went just to watch, I was like, dang, I was like this? Mm. Like, watching people, like, right, that. Right, I was like... Right. Oh my God. Out. No, like I bent my man over and ate his ass in front of like 15 people. Jesus. Like we were in the middle of the room and I like was cheek spread, face in there.
Crazy.
In front of like trombone.
Wow.
In front of like a whole
that's
room.
A yeah, rusty no. trombone. Yeah.
What's that movie?
You know what I mean?
What's the name of this?
Crazy. You know? So, I mean, I've done it, but again, I get in my own world, especially if I know we're going to just enjoy this by ourselves.
Yeah.
A part of the enjoyment is knowing that people are watching us and watching other people.
That's how people need to feel. Like, if you're going to be worried about people watching you and not enjoying that, I think that's actually what makes it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice anybody in the motherfucking room. Yeah. I've had it where there's been like 50 plus people in the room.
Damn.
Didn't even think bad a last
the center of attention.
Not even being a center of attention. No one else mattered but me and my partner or whoever I was playing with. I completely...
What's the root of this sexual freedom?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's the root of...
Like, where
what's the gateway
like,
drug?
Find, right, like, yeah, this yeah. is me.
I mean, to
what's
me...
What's the cannabis of getting into sex,
I mean, to me, to be clear, I ain't gonna hold you. I think it's really getting to a place where you have one life to live. Mm. That is it. You have one time to do all the things you want to do before your time is no longer here. Yeah. What we know is we're going to have to pay taxes. I don't know about in London, but we got to pay taxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you're going to pay taxes and you're going to die. At the end of the day, those are the two things that everyone will experience in life. You got to pay taxes and you're going to die. So you're going to work and you want to work to where you can do the things that you want to do while you're here. Mm-hmm. And you want to do the things before it's gone. And so to me, living life with the boundaries of what other people are thinking or not really being able to experience who I want to be fully and as myself. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't sound fun. Mm. Bitch, I don't know what the afterlife like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if I'm going to remember or if I'm going to know me at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
While I'm here, I think the freedom just comes with, you know what? Let me see if I like it. Let me go after everything that I want to do.
At least it's not
while
crime,
I'm here.
Innit?
Yeah.
You know
some
what I mean?
People might rob banks. Yeah, very people true. Just go and have
but
sex.
Then do you feel like in this like world of where like I'm calling it like some underworld.
But
it's
right, like,
I think it kind of is. They always go down
the dark side.
Like,
but it's like in that world, do you think that you can ever be like, you know, like believing in heaven and hell, if that makes sense, when it's like, according to the Bible, it's like, don't have sex. And all, do you
according
know what I mean?
According to the Bible, there was sodomy and a whole bunch of
other things. Right. So that's what I'm saying. So then like, does religion ever come into this.
So I'm not a religious person.
Right.
That's just me. And I don't like that religions have tied so much into how we show up with our partners and relationships and in the bedroom. Just because there's so much stigma from the church on what things are right and wrong.
Yeah.
And it keeps people from really exploring or enjoying themselves with other people. But to me, not being a religious person, that's not in the forefront of my thought process.
I've got two final questions before we get into the final part of the show where there's 10 extra questions.
Oh, shit. Hurry up.
No, crazy. You got to be quick.
I know. Yeah. Favorite sex toy?
My hand.
A dick? A real one with a pulse? That's the toy.
If I had to pick one other than my hands, probably something to bound, like tape. Like, they make the sex tape where it just sticks to the skin, not to the hairs or anything like that.
Oh, wow.
Or sticks to itself, excuse me. I like sex tape, but I can't really give a recommendation on any vibrators or anything.
Mine would
like
be anything that has the suction.
Oh, right. Got you.
I don't have
one. No, I don't do sex
tape. Any sexual fantasies that you haven't completed yet?
Well, we need y'all to squeeze balls when you go home.
I'm not. Nobody touched my balls.
Balls squoze.
Baby.
Do it on your own.
No, it doesn't feel nice.
Check the temperature. Like, how much can I take?
Nah. Like that. My balls are very sensitive, man.
Yeah. Right. Hey, when you nut better, you pause. No.
All right, boom. Final 10 questions. So what we do at the end of the show is a little trivia to get on the leaderboard.
It's going to have to be quick fire trivia.
Yeah.
So,
yep. So you need at least 10 points to get on the leaderboard. I'm going to read you the rules. So you've got one phone, a partner, but because there's two of you, you can bounce off each other.
Okay.
And no one can use Google, Spotify, any form of internet. You got one multiple choice, so if you're stuck, we'll read you four answers. Hopefully you pick the right one.
I'm getting nervous. What the fuck?
Don't be nervous. Don't be scared.
I'm being at the sex club.
You can ask a 90s baby, so if I ask you the question and you're stuck, you can ask Tem or VP for help. And the final question is worth 10 points. You can also skip one time. If you skip, you don't lose a point. Every question you get wrong, you lose a point.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, ready. Question one. What is the scientific name for the throat?
Easy.
The larynx? What the fuck?
You can confer.
It's not a throat.
Bitch, I don't even like science. I don't know.
I just like throat.
is it esophagus?
No, that's the thing in there.
Laryngitis.
Laryngitis.
I thought it was a little bit.
I thought you guys were going to be good at anatomy.
Nah.
Hold on. You said it was multiple choice.
Yeah, you want multiple choice?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's a lifeline.
That's a lifeline.
Oh, no. I don't know what.
So say it, bitch.
Throat.
You got a throat.
No, it's like a larynx.
I thought it was larynx, but I feel like if it was, you would have said, oh, that's it.
I'll need you to submit the answer.
You have to submit.
Larynx.
Okay, it's not larynx. The answer is pharynx, and you're thinking larynx, but it was pharynx.
Oh, pharynx.
Larynx.
Okay.
Larynx.
That's it.
What is the tallest building in the world?
Burj Khalifa?
Correct. And then what is the most popular phone network in the UK?
No. Vodafone.
Nope.
Oh, wait.
You got it wrong already.
Deutsche Telekom?
Deutsche?
No, because like it was the...
I know what you mean, but it's
Orange?
EE.
No.
EE.
Yeah.
It used to be Vodafone at one point though. Right.
What we got? We only got one. We got negative two.
All right.
Zero.
How many degrees Celsius boils water?
32.
Oh, you do not know Celsius, man. You got lifelines.
100 degrees. 100.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boils is hot. Yeah. The F going the wrong way.
Damn. All right. How many stripes on the Great British flag? So the Union Jack.
Hold on. It go this way and this way.
That's hard.
He don't even know it. That's why he said it's hard. 30.
16.
No.
Is it 12?
No, it's just 4.
Oh, shit.
It's just what? one that way.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just
I don't know.
Like, did you say?
The Great Britain, like, the Union Jack.
Stop looking at me like I'm fucking dumb, Amir.
You got Amir, like, right? Like, that's crazy.
I also have been to one.
Y'all really came here?
Oh, actually, you're right.
Wait,
yeah.
Why are we not getting American questions?
Because
it's not fun.
Okay.
Fuck, it's your studio. I don't just...
Hold on, this ain't four?
You know what I mean?
That looks like bare more.
Bro. Yeah, that's why. But
it looks like a lot more.
Don't do that. There's white ones. There's red ones. That is way more. That is the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer.
I know they're going to be in the comments tearing you up.
It is not just four. Right, there's different colors.
It looks like he can't count.
Next question. Go ahead.
Yo,
you're back on zero.
All right. What is zucchini in England? Yeah, fuck you.
Eggplant.
A cucumber.
Courgette.
A what?
Oh, it's a Corvette.
Corvette, yeah. We're
a Corvette? Yeah, what is it?
Okay. Question one. What sex symbol started the 7-year itch? You got multiple choice. You got what other lifelines?
You got every lifeline.
Wait, yeah. What sex symbol? Not who?
Yeah, who? Who the person that started
a 7-year itch?
7-year itch.
Prince.
I wonder. I feel like it's a UK one. Is it the Beatles? I feel like you're giving us UK shit.
I feel like I might be right.
Oh, what sex symbol? So it has to be one person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prince?
Sure.
No, it was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that whole one British, see you, this shit.
All right, question two.
Their candy makes us look bad.
What is the average length of an erect penis, according to Google?
In what country?
In the US, it's 5.34.
I was going to give you in the five. I'll give you that. Yeah, okay. 5.1.
Now, we know a dick. Yeah, like, we know that. I may not know the queen of England.
We know the average erect penis out here.
Yeah. Which made me feel great, I'll be honest.
The second decimal.
Come on, black man.
Like, what? Yes, let's go. All right.
Come on, skewing the data, man. Which race is it?
What was New York's original name?
New York, did you say?
Yeah, New York's original name.
Good question.
Oh, this is so difficult because it was...
You guys,
you want to use your lifeline? Ooh. The last question is worth 10 points.
Okay, wait, let's do lifeline. Can we Google for the lifeline?
No. No. Oh.
Is the new in it?
I was going to say Nueva York.
It was. Yes, there is. I'll give you that. There's new in it.
It wasn't New England, Yorkshire. Was it?
I don't know.
Are you asking? Are you telling? What's
you got? Use multiple choice.
Multiple choice, please.
Okay. That sounds like a good lifeline.
All right. Is it A, New Deutschland? Is it B, New Holland? Is it C, New Rotterdam? Or is it D, New Amsterdam?
There's a long street called Amsterdam up in Harlem. They got bars and shit. I'm saying New Amsterdam. I ain't seen no streets with them other names.
I thought it was A, but let's go with Mandy. D for dick.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
New Amsterdam.
There's a long Amsterdam.
Actually, what? Amsterdam. The vodka bottle has a New York skyline on it. That's New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam.
Okay, cool. Okay. The final question is worth 10 points. You're currently on zero, so you can get onto the leaderboard.
But
you get minus points. So
what you get to do now is choose who asks you the final question. We'll tell you our categories, and you get to pick who asks you.
Oh,
mine
the category.
Is in movies.
Okay, movies.
Mine is in... genitalia.
Oh.
And mine is in women.
Oh, we should go with one of them.
I want genitalia.
But wait, we just got throat wrong. How's it gonna be anatomy? Women, we should know.
Urethra,
women.
A scrotum.
Okay,
like
let's do okay, genitalia. Oh God, we're gonna go with
so
you.
We're
gonna go with you.
Okay, cool. What is the name of the person that discovered the G spot?
It's
a good one.
What's wrong with
him? Now, what the fuck?
You never heard it. I didn't say
it's
you.
A
10-point
question.
You. Women.
You can come over here for 5 points.
You can come over for 5 points.
Okay, we're going to come to you for 5. Because, nigga, that's a person.
You don't even know
that's
your
even
body.
That's even history.
That is history.
You don't know our body.
That is history. Dr. G, first of all.
Dr. G. Shout out Dr. G. But my one is, who was the first woman named Sexiest Woman Alive by Esquire in 2004?
Get the fuck out.
2004.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston?
Ooh, no. But that wasn't a bad guess. It was Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's a good one.
You don't try to complete the sentence.
Jolie.
I'll tell you now, mine was named 5 Jada Pinkett Smith movies.
Damn, we would have got that shit.
You should have went over to the movies.
Oh, wait. I was just going to do Set It Off, bitch.
Yeah.
Hold on, Set It Off.
She's been in Scream.
She was in Scream.
Yeah. She died early.
The women.
Died before.
What's the women?
It's this movie with 4 white women and
what?
Jada.
Jada's
okay.
Okay.
Girls Trip. Matrix.
I was gonna say Girls Trip, and then she was also the nurse on the show. There was a TV show.
It wasn't a movie, bitch.
It wasn't a movie. Okay, you're right. My bad.
Talking movies.
One other big one. Matrix, Girls Trip.
Oh yes, Matrix. Was she in Girls Trip?
Set It Off.
She was in Girls Trip. Yeah. Oh.
Girls Trip.
Was she ever in one of them Tyler Perry movies?
Oh no, man.
Don't
go near that.
Because they don't make it out of there.
Kelly Rowland was.
Yeah.
Like the actresses.
I love it.
Good sex scene. Good sex scene. Yeah. Shit film.
Yeah.
All right. Guys.
Yeah. I don't know Tyler. All right.
That's it. We got connections over here. Bridges that ain't trying to be burnt right now.
Let's wrap it up then.
Yeah. For real. Thank you guys for coming, by the way.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. You guys were
more
here.
You guys were more fun than I thought. No, we still had to walk. You used to complain, whatever.
Thank y'all for having us, and hopefully you and your audience comes and joins us.
Yes.
May 5th at the Earth Theater in London.
I actually think we need to bring them with their wives up for a little something.
No, we should.
Yeah, that's it. Whoever's wife is the coolest,
shoot,
that's who we bring in on stage.
I'm ducking that one. That's when I go to the bar.
Whoever's wife could be turned for a threesome, that's who we need to come on the stage.
Not me.
Look, he already said he not interested.
I'm playing. It's one of y'all, so y'all could rock, paper, scissors, shit, do the damn 10 points, have your audience vote who it's going to be, but...
Wrap this show up.
Wrap
it up.
Make sure you subscribe, man.
Indeed. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
Nice, baby. Crazy.
Cool. All right.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kyler Tsinis. I'm Kyler Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.